Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
I have the best news ever. If you are a Peaky Blinders fan, Cillian Murphy is officially returning as Tommy Shelby. They are officially doing a movie, a Peaky Blinders movie. The director, the creator, I should say, Stephen Knight, has confirmed the news. They're officially beginning filming in September, and your Oscar-winning Cillian Murphy will return.
That might be good, because like I've tried to watch it, you know, and I've always turned it off.
It is Jeff's all-time favorite show.
Is it?
That, The Sopranos, like, this ranks as one of his all-time favorite shows.
I think this might be a good way to get into it, though, if I was to watch the movie, and then I'll go, oh, I've got to watch the series.
So the show, I think, first debuted in 2013, and then it wrapped up in 2022, so you've got some binging to do here.
Exciting!
Very cool. So our man Travis Kelce really did spare no expense. You know that saying, what is it? If he could, he would.
Yes.
Well, listen, he really could, because he spent $871,000 to hop on a private jet and go over to see Taylor Swift perform in Singapore. And he was there for like, what, 48 hours?
Hold on. When we talking about this, and he stopped here on the way back?
He stopped here on the way there.
In his jet, he stopped here.
He stopped here. So the jet cost probably around $570,000. The rest of that $200,000 was for his entourage and various other costs associated with traveling with an entourage. But $871,000 to go see your girlfriend perform, was there for 2 days, and then flew back.
What entourage do you need, though? I don't understand.
Of course, he's not going to go alone. He needs a security. He needs probably a friend or two that's coming along.
He had two friends with him.
Two friends. There you go.
Why does he need security?
It's Travis Kelce.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
He's going to a Taylor Swift concert. Literally will be swarmed.
Do you not think
I saw Harry Maguire at Ed Sheeran's concert.
Who's Harry Maguire?
You should know this. He's a Manchester United player. I saw him at Ed Sheeran. He didn't have any security.
Was there a lot of people asking for photos?
Yeah.
Is he the boyfriend
of Taylor Swift?
The one doing the concert? No.
No.
Exactly.
But like, I don't know. You're a football player, or, you know, why do you need security?
I don't know. So out of this whole story, I just told you he spent $870,000. The one thing you are stuck on is he possibly had a security guard. That's the one thing you're stuck on.
Do you not think maybe, that's so good, he's raising the standards, women don't accept
wasting
less
money, go fly commercial.
Yeah, I think it's bad for the environment, actually.
Go fly commercial. Okay, and finally, yesterday we talked about Megan Fox, right? We were talking about what's her relationship status with Machine Gun Kelly. We heard from her. And then right at the end, I told you guys, she also confessed to what plastic surgeries she did. So I have the audio of that for you now. So first, she's going to list what everyone thinks she did. So what she did not have, and then what she actually has done. Have a listen.
Megan Fox.
Here's things I haven't done that I have been accused of doing.
Okay.
I've never had a facelift of any kind. So I've never done threads. I've never had any like liposuction or body contouring or anything like that. What I have had done, I had my nose done when I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've literally been accused of having like 6, 7, 8 rhinoplasty surgeries, which is impossible. Your nose would get necrosis and fall off.
Botox and filler?
That's it, right? Oh, there's one thing I had done that I'm gatekeeping because, sorry.
What?
It was really good, and it's not a known like plastic surgery. People don't even really know about it.
Yeah.
What is that? We want to know now.
So she's had the nose job, she's done Botox fillers. She's also done other surgery that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah, but you can guess.
Upper.
Okay.
Yeah, she's done that twice.
Yes.
She had to reset after having kids. So, yeah, and there you go.
I think she's fantastic.
She said she wants a facelift as soon as she can get one, though.
Really?
She's like, I want to do everything.
But she doesn't need a facelift.
No, she doesn't.
I think, like, I don't know, I'm a fan of, like, leaving the face, you know, and just being naturally normal.
Nah, to each their own,
I believe. That's what I'm a fan of. Like, you do you, boo.
Yeah, if you like it, sure.
But I hope you just find the right doctor who tells you, like, when enough is enough.
Did you hear what she asked?
Yeah, you know, like, that's all I say.
Such a great statement, because I imagine it becomes quite addictive. And
yeah, so I feel like you need a doctor who's going to keep you on the right path. Do whatever you want to do, but just keep you to a point where, like, hey, I think you need to stop.
Did you hear what she asked doctor before doing it?
What?
So she goes, there's a list of things. Did you break up with your girlfriend? Did you see an owl? Did you see whatever? Like, she asks a bunch of different questions to make sure that person is not having a bad day.
Like a sound mind.
Yeah. So then if they're not, they say, no, I did not see cracked things and stuff. Yeah. Then she allows them to do it.
Interesting.
Nice. I basically was just saying, don't mess with your face. And then I remembered that I went to get Botox. So I was just totally contradicting.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you've gotten Botox.
Yeah, in my forehead, I tried it once.
So why saying that?
Sorry, don't listen to me.